And like the girls say,
call that. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannieKingCleans.com and switch to Janie King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannieKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
And now a star is born. On March 17th, 1987, the world welcomed little baby Rob Kardashian.
Congratulations, it's a beautiful baby boy.
Aw, damn it.
He's a good-looking, healthy boy.
Yeah, we'll put him in a few episodes, I guess.
Rob Kardashian, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. New federal coronavirus guidelines call for groups of no more than 10 people with no unnecessary travel for the next 15 days. President Trump says if we do a good job slowing the virus spread...
People are talking about July, August, something like that. So it could be right in that period of time where it washes through.
A travel ban for non-American residents coming here from Europe is now extended to the United Kingdom and Ireland. It's primary day in three states, Arizona, Florida, and Illinois. Ohio's primary is postponed because of the virus outbreak. Governor Mike DeWine tells Fox people can vote absentee.
And then on June 2nd, anybody who has not actually voted before then, by absentee, they'll have the opportunity to go to the polls.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin meets today with Senate Republicans to discuss a coronavirus financial relief bill that's been passed by the House. America's listening to Fox News.
Top of the morning to you.
Why are you talking like that?
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Well, top of the morning to you, too.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day?
I'm not Irish.
You're kidding, right? Today's your day.
Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day. Everyone's Irish today.
If I'm going to get through this day, I better Irish up my coffee.
Want me to Irish up that coffee?
Don't forget to wear green.
To wear green.
Showtime.
Solutions for quarantine boredom coming up on News Talk 93.1 FM. Greg, Jay, and Rich. Let's see what the forecast is. Sky's looking actually a little green at the moment.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Very mild again this morning. We're looking for a very warm day. We had 84 yesterday. We've been in the 80s now for 5 days. This will be day number six with a high temperature at least up to about 83. There'll be a little green on the radar on this St. Patrick's Day. Some isolated showers possible. Maybe a thunderstorm. There'll be few and far between. Tonight's low 63. Tomorrow and Thursday, high in the mid-70s, sun and cloud mix. Rain chances maybe under 20% the next couple of days, but then a little bit better by Friday afternoon, Friday evening, Friday night, as showers and thunderstorms become likely. That's ahead of a cold front that will bring a big change, not only the rain, which will help the pollen situation.
Looking forward to that.
But falling temperatures Saturday, first into the 60s, then into the 50s, and Sunday's high may struggle to reach 60. I know that's not cold, but when you've been in the mid-80s, that's a big change. Pollen count medium high today and in the high range Wednesday through Friday. Right now this morning, east winds at 5 miles per hour, 88% relative humidity. It's 62 now at 7:06.
I think I speak for many when I say that we're all concerned about Menthol Meredith. How has she been handling this quarantine? So let's find out.
Well, the bingo hall officially shut down, so I ain't left the house in what feels like 100 years. At first, I was going crazier than a soup sandwich, but then I figured out a few simple hacks that turned isolation into vacation. First thing I did was made me a quarantini. Vermouth, gin, and a packet of emergency shaken, not stirred. Just call me Meredith. Menthol Meredith. Second thing I did was some light taxidermy that I've been meaning to get to. I made the cutest little beach scene out of a couple of squirrel carcasses, a little bit of sand, and a tiny beach ball I stole from Malibu Barbie. Then I picked all the rhinestones off one of my wedding dresses and hot glued them onto my favorite ashtray, and now I'm smoking in style. Bling, bling, I am the quarantine queen. So if you're going stir crazy, just get creative. All right, I gotta go. I'm about to prank call a few of my ex-husbands to see which ones are stupid enough to give me their credit card numbers again.
By the way, do they deliver cigarettes?
No.
I'm asking for a friend.
I have a friend of mine who sent me a photo, and I checked it myself. It is 8 a.m. in Atlanta right now.
Yeah.
And you'll see one road that is completely red. That's because it's closed until sometime later in this year. They're working on it. But everything else is completely green.
That's amazing.
There is no...
Yeah.
I'm not saying there's no traffic in Atlanta. There's just no bad traffic in Atlanta right now.
A lot of the news anchors in New York were saying how surreal it was in Manhattan yesterday. In fact, I saw a lot of pictures of streets in Manhattan where there were very few people on the streets at all. Yeah, look at that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's simply amazing.
That's Atlanta traffic right now.
Holy cow.
Now, that one red loop, like I said, that's an entire road that is closed because they're doing construction on it, and it won't be open until later this year, but everything else is completely green.
Well, that's good. People are doing what they're supposed to.
8 minutes after 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Life does go on. Sometimes problems go with it. If you find yourself with a leaky roof, or you're interested in perhaps making your home more energy efficient with new windows or doors, Jones Brothers is the place to call. Visit jbroof.com. You know, a ceiling stain does not mean you have to replace your roof. It just means that as your house ages and settles, a little crack can develop here and there. In fact, I heard a great metaphor for this. They were described as like crow's feet in an aging home. They're not giant holes, but they're just big enough under a driving rain or a high wind to a little water in. Jones Brothers comes out. They trace back to the source of the leak, and they reseal it. 99% of the time, that's all it needs. And a touch-up painter can make that hideous stain go away. So call them. 800-264-8009 if you'd like to learn more about this great company with almost eight decades of service here in the River Region, with a great reputation for playing it straight and a rock-solid guarantee for all the work they do. Go to jbroof.com. 709, there will be random facts. The question, will there be a convoluted introduction? Find out next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Baptist Health has opened a coronavirus care clinic in Montgomery. You cannot just show up. Officials say you must have an appointment. To schedule an appointment, call 334-747-0150. That number is open 24 hours a day. The Alabama Department of Public Health is issuing new guidelines to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. Officials say gatherings of 50 people or more should be canceled if people cannot maintain a six-foot distance from each other. And Maxwell Air Force Base has canceled the Beyond the Horizon Air and Space Show because of the coronavirus. The air show was scheduled for next month. Officials say the earliest the show could come back to Montgomery would be 2022 because of the time needed to reserve and schedule the aerial demonstration teams. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I was depressed, nervous, and tired. That's when I decided to visit my doctor. He prescribed me Marlboro Lights. Now I have more energy and I'm spending a lot more time outdoors.
As a professional healthcare provider, I'm pleased with the results of prescription Marlboros for patients who suffer from boredom, weight gain, and the inability to look cool.
I wasn't sure what to do with my hands, whether I was talking on the phone or driving my car. My doctor prescribed me extra strength Marlboro Reds. Now my hands are serving a purpose. And I got a free sleeping bag.
Ask your doctor about prescription Marlboros.
Prescription cigarettes saved my life. Mostly because with my copay, they're back to $1 a pack.
For maximum effectiveness, take after meals with alcohol. May cause coughing, dizziness, weight loss, and difficulty in chasing off biker chicks. So look what smoking has done for my announcing voice. I'm 19.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ahead to keep my hiney clean, especially if I'm in quarantine. I'm in the checkout lane, everyone's thinking the same. Well, they better start to pray. I'm keeping TP with me. Thinking toilet paper rolls, you try to take mine, I'm gonna pound your baby. Toilet paper rolls, I'll get your color card.
And now, let's get into today's edition of Random Facts.
No, that was good.
You're just patronizing me.
I'm not patronizing you. I always wonder how you're going to fit it in. I wonder if it's going to come from...
The toilet paper.
Yeah, which part of it's going to come from and how distantly vague will it be?
That's why it's called a convoluted introduction. And by the way, we are doing a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
Yes, we have the clear to give away prizes, so long as you are okay with giving us your address.
Yeah, because we're going to mail it to you.
Because we're going to mail it to you. We do not want you to come and pick these up. Did you know wood knots? Could knots and should knots. No, wood, you know, knots that are formed in wood. They are formed by new wood that is growing around dead branches from when the tree was younger. That's what wood knots are.
Oh. Oh, you mean the...
Yeah, you know.
The knothole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about. You
That's
do know.
That's interesting because I always thought the knothole was the tree's...
Rectum.
God.
Horrible, I know.
Man.
If you want to socially distance yourself from my sense of humor now, feel free.
I would not go there.
Did you know the only NHL season to be canceled outside of a lockout happened in 1919? The Spanish flu hit the players during the playoff finals and the series was canceled. Both teams had their names engraved on the Stanley Cup.
Oh, the NHL. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Huh. I don't know where was the NHL done with their season? They weren't done with their season yet.
No, their season went on until June. I mean, you mean now?
Yeah.
No. It's getting like the NBA, the Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah. I remember listening to the Blackhawks in the final in Chicago in 1970.
It's summertime.
In like the third week in April. That was the last game.
Right. Now it's summertime.
Wow.
Same with the NBA. It used to end late April.
Right.
Did you know that a cancer patient underwent surgery to remove a lump in his lungs? It turned out to be caused by a toy traffic cone that he had inhaled 40 years ago.
Oh, no.
He actually didn't have cancer after all.
Wow.
They just said, oh, you've got a lump, and so we think it's cancer, and we're going to have to remove it. Oh, wait, it's a traffic cone.
It's
a traffic cone.
A toy traffic cone.
Yeah, it's from Hasbro.
I imagine they probably removed a few.
He'd swallowed it 40 years ago, and it just was stuck. So,
what do you call those things? The little bricks.
Legos.
Legos. There's probably had a parent or two.
Man. Oh man.
Or somebody who grew up and later realized, oh, that's what's in there.
Oh, it's a Lego.
Did you know a guy by the name of Elijah Bond, he was the inventor of the Ouija board, but he also trademarked a talking board called the Nirvana Talking Board. It featured the word Nirvana inside a swastika. He sold it in his own company called the Swastika Novelty Company. This was well before World War II.
Oh.
Well before World War II.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Actually, the swastika has origins that are very un... I think they even...
Red Cross used it.
I've seen it on hieroglyphics, I think.
Yeah, it goes... Yeah, it was just... It was a symbol that was turned into...
Something horrible.
A horrible symbol. Yeah, it was used in a horrible way. Did you know that David Cook, the founder of Blockbuster, started out supplying software to the oil and gas industries, but his wife made him enter the video business? I have no idea why she said go into the video business, but he did it anyway. He began by operating a franchise of a company called VideoWorks, but when they refused to let him decorate his shop in blue and yellow, he decided to go independent, and thus was born Blockbuster.
Huh.
You know, the guy that eventually became the CEO of Blockbuster, Wayne Huizenga, he was the guy that founded the Florida Marlins. And I had this, we did this, you mind if I do a lame-ass story here?
Go ahead. We got time?
I was so excited at baseball. It's not that long. I had an idea that we should applaud him publicly. So we got two billboards, and we went to a mall and laid out the billboard paper on the floor. Uh-huh. People came by and put their hands in blue or teal paint and black paint, and we made two billboards full of hands that said, "Thank you, Wayne."
Uh-huh.
5 years later, we had a World Series. And he thanked us. He treated the radio station to a game at his personal studios.
What was the one based in Dothan? Was that, that wasn't Blockbuster. It was the big one, the big video.
Hollywood Video? Movie Gallery? Was it?
Could have been Movie Gallery.
Video Express?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was like the second biggest one to Blockbuster.
Yeah. So David Cook founded Blockbuster because the store he worked at wouldn't let him decorate his shop. The founder of Netflix started Netflix because he was tired of late fees from Blockbuster.
That's interesting.
Just kind of builds upon itself. Did you know? Is there any certain amount of these I need to have ready for you for your next convoluted intro, by the way?
How many have you done?
I have done 6.
Do one more.
Okay. Did you know Shakespeare became wealthy by hoarding grain? He would then resell it at inflated prices during a period of famine.
Jeez.
He was an ancient, not ancient.
What do you mean when you say that?
He was he's the equivalent of what we have with the toilet paper folks today.
Those guys yesterday that were hoarding the sanitizer.
And were forced, by the way, to give it to charity.
Yeah.
Said, look, we're either going to haul you in for doing this, or we're gonna, you've got to give it to charity. Anyway, Shakespeare used the profits for money lending activity and was pursued by authorities for tax evasion and was prosecuted for hoarding grain. I didn't know anything like this about old Willie Shakes.
Willie.
Old Willie Shakes. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about the Black Plague doctors and their masks that they would wear. Cigarettes smoked. The TV show Webster. A fight in a boxing match in 1976 with Muhammad Ali. Not with Webster, but a 1976 Muhammad Ali match. And Sherlock Holmes and who he was based on. We'll go over those random facts all coming up.
All right. Thank you, Jay. I have news. In fact, I'm going to give this is important enough that I'm going to give this. Where's my mouse?
Which, speaking of, I have 5 left, so if you want to use the thing, you can.
Wait, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up. I received a message yesterday from Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. Check this out. Free pickup and delivery.
No.
Need tires, brakes, any repair services. They would like to help you get this work done by making it as easy as possible. And my car is flashing oil filter. Time to replace that. So I'm going to take advantage of that myself. Free pickup and delivery if you need tires, brakes, or repair services. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto with three locations. Just look them up on Facebook, and you'll be able to get the phone number, the information you need, and tell them what, whether it's something you're not sure of. They have state-of-the-art diagnostics at all three locations. If you've got a bad tire or a tire that's losing air or it's been way past due for an oil change and basic services, just let them know. That's free pickup and delivery at all three Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto locations, serving Prattville, Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. I'm going to try and get Don on the air with us between 8 and 9 o'clock for a couple of minutes to discuss this in a little more detail. Back with Random Facts After Traffic.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, we have light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. We are seeing a lot of cars on the boulevard now. Moderate traffic there. No accidents into us. We're going to get busy here in the next few minutes. 7:30 to a little after 8 o'clock, our busiest time of the morning. No accidents right now. Keep it here. We will keep you posted. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence does best. Training is what makes the system work, and Vicky is the best. Call Invisible Fence, 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Napa know-how.
Whether you're a master mechanic or struggle to locate your emergency brake, nothing gets under your skin quite like a warning light. And no amount of wishful thinking is going to turn that thing off. But don't pound that dashboard just yet, because in addition to 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores, there are 17,000 Napa Auto Care Centers. So you can tackle the task in your garage or leave it to the pros. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Top of the morning to ya. Time to hoist a pint, throw back a nip or two of Irish whiskey, and start an unforgettable celebration that you won't remember when you wake up tomorrow. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And now, you've had your top of the morning. Here's the bottom of
random facts.
That's a good one. That's good.
Last minute.
Did you know the Black Plague doctors that you've seen pictures of that wore that beak-like mask? That mask, it was actually filled with sweet-smelling substances, usually lavender. The purpose was to aid with the smell of the rotten decay, and second, they believed that the good smell would help them fight the Black Plague, which they believed to have been airborne. And so that was the use of it.
And it was rats, right? It had to do with mosquitoes,
Rats, yeah. Yep. Did you know? In 2016, about 5.7 trillion cigarettes were smoked worldwide.
How many?
5.7 trillion. In 2016.
Huh.
So, yep. That's a lot of butts. Did you know? The 1989 series finale of the sitcom Webster was a crossover clip show with Star Trek The Next Generation.
Hmm. I did not know that.
Didn't either.
But I'll probably get around to binge watching Webster during this crisis, too.
Hey, let me know. I'll come over and join you.
They were both produced by Paramount. They were both filmed on the same lot. And they did a strange clip show that involved Star Trek. It was weird. Did you know the 1976 Muhammad Ali fight against Antonio Inoki? The match had very odd rules and a strategy that led to Inoki scooting around the ring on his back and kicking at Ali for most of the fight. The match ended in a draw and angered fans, who then threw garbage into the ring. The match had an estimated 1.4 billion viewers.
Gosh.
He was a wrestler, wasn't he, Inoki?
Japanese professional wrestler, yes.
That was the novelty.
They used to have movie theaters where you could go and watch those things.
I think the premise for that was, can a wrestler stand up to a boxer in a boxing ring? And that's not the way it played out. But you know what? You get what you pay for. I remember when Tyson was the phenomenon, and they had one of those big screen pay-per-view events in Miami, sold out. He knocked the guy out before most of the people took their seats.
That's right. They were still at the concession stand.
They were complaining. I said, well, you take that risk when you pay $50 for a ticket for 93 seconds of entertainment. Too bad, so sad.
And finally, did you know that Arthur Conan Doyle loosely based Sherlock Holmes on a man by the name of Dr. Joseph Bell? He was a Scottish surgeon who was known for his skills in observation. Dr. Bell would often pick a stranger and, by observing him, could deduce his occupation and recent activities. He was considered a pioneer in forensic scientists. Bell was also an early adopter of germ theory. He subscribed to the idea that people which were handling corpses might benefit from washing their hands before moving on to other duties which they had. Those are your random facts.
Thank you, Jay Scott. Now, yesterday afternoon, none of it solicited, four separate people called to sing the praises of Food Outlet during this situation. They were able to go in, get food. Staff was on top of it. One guy was in the process of grilling up a bunch of Kaneka sausage, and their smoked sausage is $3.38 for the one-pound package through today only. Chicken leg quarters, $2.90, and ground beef is $1.97 a pound. Boy, am I glad I got one of those 10-pound torpedoes when they started this sale. Bluebell ice cream is $4.50, and that's all flavors, and Bluebell just has a soothing medicinal feel because it's just the best damn ice cream on the planet. Boston butts are 98 cents a pound too, and you know that's something you can cook and make multiple meals with. So stop by Food Outlet and save real money. It's cost plus 10 throughout the store. I can't speak to the availability of everything, but they are working literally well past overtime to get as much stock on the shelves as possible. And at a time like this, your local grocer, there's nobody better. They're in Millbrook at 3543 Highway 14, 720 East Main in Prattville, and 439 Coliseum Boulevard. And I will see you there Sunday morning. Well, I'm usually somewhere between the fresh fruits and vegetables and dairy around 7:30. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you can win a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet by playing and winning today's pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, should be an easy one for you. We just did it a few minutes ago. How many cigarettes were smoked worldwide in 2016?
But that's, oh, never mind.
But
that's the butt of the joke.
How many cigarettes were smoked worldwide in 2016? Excuse me. Goodness.
Is that a real one?
That was real. Give us a call, 272-9228. Now, you called us yesterday, and we didn't even give away anything. Filled up the phone lines.
That's right.
Now you're actually winning something. Get those phone lines lit. 272-9228.
I have great faith. The lines are going to explode with callers while we're checking traffic at 732.
Good morning, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, we have light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. We are seeing a lot of cars on the boulevard now, moderate traffic there, no accidents into us. We're going to get busy here in the next few minutes, 7:30 to a little after 8 o'clock, our busiest time of the morning. No accidents right now. Keep it here. We will keep you posted. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence does best. Training is what makes the system work, and Vicky is the best. Call Invisible Fence, 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
733, we're in the mood. The contests do not stop because of the corona. So let's go to Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, bud.
How you doing?
All right.
What do you think? How many cigarettes were smoked in 2016?
I believe you said 27 trillion.
No, that is not it.
That's a little lower. A little lower than that.
However, you will be in our grand prize drawing. Let's see if Don can answer this one.
Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank
you. All right. Well, do you know how many cigarettes were smoked worldwide in the year 2016?
5.7 trillion.
You are so right.
That is it. Hey, 5.7.
Give or take five or six.
How many of those you reckon Miss All Meredith?
Oh, enough.
Between me and her?
Enough. She did the 0.7.
Yeah, you got it, man. Thanks.
Hang on. We
got
to get your address so we can mail you your certificate.
Stand by.
The contests don't stop with this, but we are mailing out your prizes. 7:34 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
There's a couple light showers in southwest Alabama, but basically radar is fairly quiet this morning. It's a mild morning, and it's going to be a warm day again. We've been in the 80s for 5 days straight. Today will be day number 6. I think we make it up to at least 83. An isolated shower, sure, can't be ruled out. Maybe a thunderstorm. A little green on the radar on St. Patrick's Day, but they'll be few and far between. Tonight's a little 63. Tomorrow and Thursday, highs in the middle 80s, easy. Sun and cloud mix, rain chances under 20% the next couple of days after today. And then Friday, the rain chances pick up, especially by Friday afternoon, Friday evening, Friday night. Scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead of a cold front. That'll bring a big change in temperatures. I mean, once you've been in the 80s for several days, the 60s and then the 50s will seem, you know, quite a bit cooler. Risk of a few showers Sunday, too. Right now, this morning, we have cloudy skies for the most part. East winds at 5 miles per hour, 88% on the humidity, and still a lot of pollen around. 62 now at 736.
We do have enough stuff collected to do an edition of Animal Stories today. And we'll do a... Have you guys looked at the... you didn't like those?
No, we didn't. We didn't see them.
I'm sorry. I was absent-minded today. By the way, fried bologna
tomorrow.
Where
was yesterday's? What did we do with yesterday's?
We put it where Rosie organized it, and I can't find it.
Okay.
I'm not blaming Rosie. That sounds cheap. That sounds really crappy on my part to say we're Rosie. No, she didn't lose it. You understand? Am I making any sense at all here? 7:36, let's get with Fox Business, your local news, and then we're back. Animal stories coming up.
Drop in 3 decades. With futures in the green, European markets are down, with Germany the big loser there. Asian markets are mixed. This is governments and central banks scramble to find ways to keep businesses from going bankrupt. France is pledging $50 billion in aid for small businesses hurt by the spreading virus. Also looking for a $50 billion package, airlines. The exact form of the aid and the amount under discussion with the Trump administration and congressional leaders might include government-backed loans, cash grants, and other measures, and some say it would be 3 times the size of the industry's bailout after 9/11. And a report says that Europe's Airbus has signaled that some government support may be needed if the coronavirus crisis lasts for several months. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
You see them all around town. Cintas Trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health is issuing new guidelines to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. Officials say gatherings of 50 people or more should be canceled if people cannot maintain a 6-foot distance from each other. Baptist Health has opened a coronavirus care clinic in Montgomery. You cannot just show up. Officials say you must have an appointment. To schedule an appointment, call 334-747-0150. That number is open 24 hours a day. And Maxwell Air Force Base has canceled the Beyond the Horizon Air and Space Show because of the coronavirus. The air show was scheduled for next month. Officials say the earliest the show could come back to Montgomery would be 2022 because of the time needed to reserve and schedule the aerial demonstration teams. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry. Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Peppery Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You and I in a little Irish pub, drinking pints of Guinness, it's the beer we love. A bunch of drunken Irish guys, 99 green buffoons go by. Green beer passed from guy to guy. Shamrocks and a pot of gold. There's people drinking young and old.
St. Patrick's Day, although a very different kind of one. 7:42 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Greg, Rich, and Jay. Greg, Jay, and Rich. I don't want anybody to... Rich, Jay, and me. We're all equal here.
Put me first.
What?
Jay,
Rich, and me. The other guy. Jay,
there's
Rich, the other, and the other guy.
There's the other equality.
We had all Jays the other day.
Did we satisfy all of our...
We had Jacqueline and Jay and
Jitch.
And then Jitch.
Jitch?
Jitch Thomas.
Oh, Jitch Thomas. That's how a little kid would say his name, you know?
Jitch.
And I put a thank you up to all of you and everybody else who pitched in while I was away. I meant to do it yesterday, but it's been a little bit crazy, if you know what I mean. And we have a call for Master Thespian to take.
Hey.
Hey, top of the morning on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, hello, sir.
I'd rather hear the Warhawk welcome.
Okay, here you go. How about that?
Goodness gracious.
That's a coronavirus warning sign.
What's up?
I bet. Here. No, I don't have it. Just saying.
Pollen can make you cough, too. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll have to deal with that every year.
Right? You know, that's so right. And a lot of people are going to get confused between an allergy and thinking they got corona.
Well, and all the rain we had, everything's blooming. So,
That's true.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of an interesting time. I mean, they've shut down restaurants and bars. I mean, what are people going to do today? St. Patrick's Day.
I see, to celebrate, you mean. That's a good point, because...
drink at home.
Yeah, I guess.
The same thing we do every day.
I think being stuck with the family from sunup till sundown made people drink a little
more.
I've got this craving for corned beef.
Yeah, we got our green donuts. So we're good.
Yeah, hey.
Krispy Kreme's doing the whole green donut thing.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
So that's kind of fun.
Locally, have they mandated restaurants and bars to close or just to do curbside? What's the word?
Yeah, they just encouraged it, I think.
It's nothing legal or official.
Some are franchise-based where it's just like, okay, all stores, doesn't matter where you're located, all stores are doing it.
Yeah.
But the city hasn't really stepped in and said they need to do this.
No, they're just suggesting that, and it has to do a lot with social distancing.
I know in New York, they shut everything down.
Oh, yeah.
Except for takeout. They did something weird. They for the first time, they allow people to do liquor takeout.
Is that right?
Never allowed before. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, which is kind of fun.
Interesting.
In Nashville, I've got children that live in Nashville, and they shut restaurants and bars down there.
Let's just hope people, and I think that's okay, this is a time where the rules are going to be different for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
They'll respect the wait till you get home to drink your beverage. This is not like getting a Diet Coke at the drive-thru at McDonald's.
We'll deal. We'll bounce back. It'll be okay. We'll look back on it. Yeah, I remember back in
2020.
Back in 2020. Yeah. Anyway. Well, I just wanted to say welcome back, Gregory Dudell.
Thank you, sir.
You made it back. You guys hang in there. Thank you for coming to work and
absolutely.
Helping us survive this madness.
Yeah, we'll be here.
We appreciate it. All right, here we go. Warhawk, goodbye.
Warhawk, goodbye. An interesting fellow, that Thespian guy. Animal Stories coming up.
Mr. Sandman.
Joining us now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, it is. Beautiful day in the neighborhood, as we say. We're open. Well, we will be open at 10.
People got to sleep, right?
People got to sleep, and we've got freight coming in and stuff. We've got to be there. So, but one thing about a master store, we're not crowded. Other than the salespeople, which we'll stay away from you if you want us to. There's not a big crowd in the store. You're not going to have to worry about being within 6 feet of hundreds of people or anything. So, come lay down, relax. Got nothing else to do. And, shop for a mattress. We've got them on sale. Got some of the new products they're putting out. They'll have plenty of the older products that are discontinued. I've got to get rid of Queens and Kings mainly. A lot of nice, really nice full-size mattresses at bargain prices. Heads, bedboards, and headboards. And, we'll be open as long as it's feasible. I saw the number last night, I think. There's two confirmed cases in Montgomery and one in Elmore County.
Right.
29 total in Alabama as of 7:33.
You know, so there's no need to be panicking right now in Montgomery.
I agree.
So come on out, enjoy your life. You know, the saddest part about this to me is the kids are going to be out of school for 2 weeks, but there's no place to take them and have any fun with them.
That's true.
Maybe all the parks are closed.
Yeah, it's true. There's the options. Hey, you know what? I got a bucket of wiffle balls. Come over to my place. We'll have a wiffle ball home run derby. Just bring your own bat.
But seriously, we need to be concerned about it. I'm one of those naysayers who don't think it's that bad, but I understand everybody being really concerned. And, hopefully we'll get through this. Warm weather is coming in, which tends to slow down viruses. So I think we'll be okay. Now, one thing I will mention, for our 50th reunion, which is at the end of May, we may be postponing that. We're looking at that right now. So,
Which school is that again?
That's the Robert E. Lee Generals. State champions 50 years ago.
50 years.
In football and track.
Isn't it amazing? You never lose that, and you never forget that.
Yeah, it was really a great thing, so. But come see us if you need a mattress. We've got great values, got some new products out. We've got mattresses that nobody else in town has, so it's not like you're going to just see the same old, same old. And we've got them discounted right now. We've got a lot of inventory to clear out. And open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen.
And I'm thinking
two showrooms.
I was going to say, a lot of folks who have been, this has kind of been on their to-do list, just haven't found the time. This is the time.
Yeah, if you're not going to go to work, come buy a mattress.
That's right. Sleep better is sleeping healthier, too.
Absolutely. Good night's sleep will help you ward off a lot of illnesses. So, and the pollen has gotten to me big time.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the problem I'm dealing with, too, especially first thing in the morning. It's brutal.
Yes. That's why my voice sounds like it does right now. So,
Have a good day, my friend.
Thanks.
All right, Mr. Sandman at 7:49. Animal Stories next.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. She gets no holidays. It is 7:51, time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True tales, no pun intended, from the Wild Kingdom. Wolfman. Timing is forever. Getting stuck at home for a prolonged period of time might be more enjoyable. This is the theme that animal shelters nationwide are hoping to encourage by getting people to foster pets. It means adopting an animal that lives with you temporarily while awaiting a more permanent home. Shelters are facing overcrowded circumstances all across the country. It's particularly acute in New York City and other places. They put out pleas for people to consider fostering animals, and some have had to close because of exposure to corona. Just putting a thought out there. The Shedd Aquarium in Chicago, been to it many, many times. I've never been to the one in Atlanta, but without even having been there and heard about it, I can say the Atlanta Aquarium is better. Did a lot of field trips there in my grade school days. They took advantage of being closed because of the corona situation. So they allowed a group of penguins to tour the facility and visit other exhibits. The aquarium tweeted video Sunday showing a rockhopper penguin named Wellington. That's one of the varieties of penguins.
Wellington.
The rockhopper. Excitedly touring the building and looking through the glass at some potentially tasty fish. Officials said several rockhopper penguins were treated to tours on Sunday. And we have another one of those unicorn flubuses. Percussion time. A golden retriever in Michigan has been branded a unicorn due to an unusual facial feature, having only a single ear positioned on the top of the head. Otherwise, this 12-week-old puppy is in fine shape in the care of Brianna Ardima, who was one of the people who cared for her at the animal hospital. Hospital staff dubbed her the unicorn. She soon found viral fame thanks to a video. I don't know if you saw it on your TikTok account, Rich. I did not on mine.
No.
Ardima said there is no name for the condition. The dog's existing ear was originally on the side but started rising to the top after the surgery. It's tough for the dog to wear sunglasses. It's going to be just fine. It'll... 6 before the top of the hour. Let's just enjoy the rest of the night. Did that make you feel better?
No.
You got no joy out of that?
No.
JD.
I will always enjoy it with that music.
Yeah. All right. On Facebook, I put the list of the one or the best TV shows that are streaming with more than 100 episodes. I would hate to think that you're going to have to sit through 100 episodes of anything before this is over, but it may be helpful. I mean, it's funny. Most of the shows that I've gotten into, like The Office, are all shows that came and went but had good runs. I just never tuned them in. King of Queens is not a bad show. There's a hilarious episode where the honeymooners are on TV. He's sick.
Yeah.
And the TV is on, and he dreams he's in the honeymooners episode. So Kevin James does Ralph Cramden, and it's really funny, really well done.
I've seen a couple episodes, I think.
It's funny. I like Everybody Loves Raymond, and he's the least funny person in that cast to me. Patricia Heaton is fantastic.
It's the best cast.
Dolores Roberts, Peter Boyle, they're damn good actors and actresses there. 7:55. If you have a need for any type of installation that involves electrical work, don't go buy Electricity for Dummies. Electricity is something that requires a real, not only an education, but a true apprenticeship to achieve the level of certified master electrician. And that's what you get with Mr. Electric, the very best. David Hurley was our guy. We actually came up with a rather lengthy list of things to do in the first group of that, the stuff that was most urgent involving dead wire, old wire. That's the stuff. They made a list, gave us a price on each phase of the project. We had the first group done. That's what we paid. You love the fact that when they make an appointment, that's when your doorbell rings. They are so on time. Every time we've needed them, I could almost time them by the clock on my my WOW cable channel thing. It's just, they're just incredibly impeccable when it comes to that. And had all the work done inside of an hour and a half. and we paid what we were estimated to pay. No surprises. They play it totally straight, and you get top-notch results. They tidy up any mess or debris that's created from the work that they do, so all you're left with is the great result you called for. Mr. Electric, get it done. If you've got time off, 245-1566, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com. The exciting 8 to 9 hour is coming up next after Fox News at a few.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic as we head towards 8 o'clock. We are busy out there. We've got moderate to heavy traffic at times on I-85 and 65. We've got a lot of congestion around the boulevard at the major intersection. Still a lot of cars on the road everywhere. Overall, our numbers are down today from what they normally are. A lot of people staying at home, but use caution, drive careful. We are busy pretty much everywhere around town. Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, and more. Call Trenum State, 334-420-4344 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultations. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuco, plus 10% off your meal, your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Earnest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun, and admission is free. Cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is